Sir Bob Zimmerman is here from Behind the Black. The Chinese have a Hubble-class space telescope, but not yet. What's happening, Bob?
Yes, this is part of their space station project, and it's essentially, they went back and looked at early NASA documents of when they were first planning Hubble, and one of the early plans proposed for Hubble was to have it launched in conjunction with the International Space Station, then called Freedom, and have it fly in formation, and therefore the astronauts on the station could periodically fly over and do maintenance on it. NASA eventually abandoned that plan and had Hubble fly independent of the space station, and that, I think, was a good decision. The Chinese have decided to copy it, and there are positives to it, too. So they have built their space station, and they're going to launch a Hubble-class optical space telescope, and they plan to launch it early next year. That was the plan, in April of 24, and it would fly in formation with the Tiangong 2 station, and periodically astronauts would go over and do maintenance on it. And it's not as big a mirror as Hubble, but it's close. This is going to be a spectacular telescope once launched. But we now have information from China that suggests it won't launch in April of 24. They gave a presentation at an international conference last week in which they stated that the telescope is going to enter its, quote, final prototype phase, unquote, in April of 24. Well, final prototype phase, it doesn't sound like it's ready to launch in April 24. Now, we don't know. They're not transparent. It's a little unclear, but it sounds like we might not see it launch in April of 24. It could be that maybe later in the year or maybe the year after, but that's where we stand, John.
Preparing for the moon colony, they're using lasers on what I presume to be imitations of regolith. Is that, what do they get, Bob?
Yes, this is exactly right. It's interesting. This is solving a problem that they don't make a big deal about, but it's the problem they're solving is the big deal. They engineers in Europe used a laser to see if they could melt the top surface of lunar regolith, and yes, it's simulated. It was done on Earth to make road paving material. You know, melt it so that it becomes hard, and then you can create paving stones to put together a road. And they made a big deal about how they're going to be able to build roads with this. But that's really not what it is, this big deal about this. They're not going to use lasers on the moon. What the lasers were simulating using sunlight through a magnifying glass, essentially. You know how you stick a magnifying glass and make heat on the, you know, and make something ignite because the sun focused the light? That's what they do on the moon. But they use lasers on Earth just to simulate that. And so what this would do, though, is it would burn and melt the topsoil of the moon, the regolith. But what's important about this is not so much to build roads, but to firm up the ground where your landing, your base will be, so you can eliminate the problems of lunar dust. That's the real issue. Lunar dust is a major problem. It's very abrasive. It gets into everything and can damage equipment. But if you can burn and melt it away where you're going to build your base, you don't have the dust anymore there, and you reduce the problem significantly. And that's really what this result is, John, and that's a significant thing. It might point to a way to solve the dust problem.
All right, we have less than a minute. Space Force has suspended AI. Why?
The Space Force has suspended AI because the Space Force realized it has major, major security problems, John. You can't really rely on it. Whoever writes it, it's garbage in, garbage out, could very well be using it for their own nefarious purposes. And if you then plug your own high security information into it, someone else could be tapping it. And so they decided, let's wait a little bit. Let's do a halt on this. And I think that was a very wise decision, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.